Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Lucas Phillip, and this is No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. As your host, I do my very best to make hard-to-find music more accessible to a larger audience. And today, we have a new episode. It's going to be jam-packed, filled with hectic electronic beats, some smoother jazz rap that was recently released on Bandcamp, as well as some ambient and a jazz cover that has really caught my mind and my attention. So without further ado, I want to jump right into the first track, and then we'll discuss and talk about some of the other songs that I have for you for tonight's playlist. So I hope you enjoy. This is Monge 2 by British drum and bass and electronic music producer Music. This was released in 2014 off of his record called XTLP, and I have not been able to stop listening to this for the past week. This has definitely been one of my favorite songs recently, and it has really got my adrenaline going, and I love the intricate rhythms. So I would like to share that with you, and we can talk about some of the different aspects of the song and how they come together after the track. So this is Monge 2. It's kind of hard to pronounce, but it is what it is. I don't judge the music by the name. I judge it by how it sounds. It's got a nice cover to it, too, of these like smoky clouds in different shades of gray, white, and black. Fitting? Not really. I don't know. But yeah, great song. So this is Monge 2 by Music. We'll be right back. absolutely exhilarating. I almost like want to go back to the first few moments of the song, and it sounds almost it sounds like amateurish at the beginning when it's here. Let me play the audio clip. I think just for a few seconds. So like right off the bat, you know, I'm only getting the right. You're not getting the full spectrum. You know, it seems kind of shallow in the mix. And I mean, you know, you're getting that kind of obnoxious bass, and then the tinny like hi-hat almost. And I mean, if you were just making an EDM beat at home, like this is exactly what you would start with. And you know, you'd be grooving along, you'd be having fun with your friends or whatnot. But you know, it's so funny because, you know, at like the six, seven, eight seconds is just enough time for you to like make a first impression for what the song is going to do, especially if it's EDM, because these beats are supposed to be hypnotic and repetitive sometimes. And you think it's going to go in a totally different direction, but then all of a sudden the rest of the mix gets filled, and then the synthesizers come in and they start providing a melody for you to work with. And, you know, it's more than just this. And actually the beat itself, like the backbone, the skeleton of the beat changes, where you get these rattling hi-hats that go and my favorite part of keeping along with the rhythms is, in fact, it's not so much the soul-crushing like boom boom that happens, or the interesting, you know, when you have the rest of the mix, that kind of tinny amateurish hi-hat sound kind of adds a nice flair. It doesn't sound so exposed once you have all of those other elements in the mix. But yeah, my favorite part of the track isn't so much the soul crushing bass that comes in, those kick drums towards the end, or even the melody line, although it's really beautiful. It's those hi-hats and how they play on the offbeat in a really exciting way. And so I've been really liking that song, because the hi-hats, it's not crazy like some of music's other stuff, where he'll make these very rapid fire, fast paced beats that the audience, you know, kind of has the pleasure, if you enjoy drum and bass music like I do, of kind of dissecting it and, you know, remembering and trying to guess based off of, like, I don't know, just musical intuition, but where the beat's going to go next, what the rhythms are going to do as you follow along inside of your head, or maybe externally with the body as you're dancing. But you know, this beat is quite regular, and it's consistent up until that point where it kind of drops off, and then the same kind of demo-ish sound that you heard at the beginning of the track lasts for, you know, 20 seconds, and then the soul-crushing bass comes in, and just, like, you know, by this point the crowd is probably off their feet and dancing and kind of realizes like what the song was all about. So that's really cool. I'm gonna play a few more tracks. You know, these are, you know, I wanted to showcase Aphex Twin's new album. I guess it's an EP. It's not a full length. This is off of the Collapse EP. And, you know, I listened to the whole thing. The first track I liked, especially because of the music video. In fact, I don't think if I had heard the track and listened to the music video simultaneously, I would have liked it as much. Because the visuals were insane. They were kind of in this like horror, like body horror way, you know, with the flesh and infection and they were fusing like organic with digital. So he would take images of like a kind of a quaint European country town. And he would overlay, like, you know, scrolling text and, you know, planar geometries from, like, computer screensavers into the same animation. And, you know, I mean, that's been done before. That's been done to death. And you have kind of a schizophrenic, you know, barrage of images that the audience is kind of going through. There's like a gauntlet, right? And it just, you get, it's really disorienting. But the really interesting thing that I found with that, I mean, this is only the first part of the music video. There's three different parts of the music video with different visual styles, which I thought was crazy. But what I really liked about that first part, where you've got the rapid fire, digital, schizophrenic, I mean, the scrolling text, the matrix code, the distortions in the signal, kind of how you see a TV kind of go fuzzy with all those gray and black dots, et cetera, overlaid on this organic, like, countryside European town that's very quaint, is the way that instead of just, you know, being stationary with the frame kind of portioned into different spots and each spot was doing its own thing and it was all just overall disorienting, there was this smooth panning of the camera and this smooth path that you were taken through this town, you know, like if you were immersed in the town and you were actually traveling through it, kind of like how you do in a Google Earth or Google Maps Street View. You know, you were able to navigate online, you know, the through the town, the actual streets, but what was unexpected and unpredictable was the way that the camera was kind of almost searching in a weird way. Like there was this human quality to it. Like it was almost as if like the digital like infection was something that it was trying to get away from. And as it was, you know, frantically searching through these streets, it, you know, the music kept growing in an anticipating way, and the search was more frantic, and the camera would do more unexpected things, panning in different ways, going unexpected ways. Unexpected maybe is not the right word. Like there were natural ways to go and explore if you were in a panic as an individual and kind of had the capability of kind of like, I don't even know. Like, if you've ever played Minecraft, the way you can, like, double tap the space bar and enter creative mode, like, that was the kind of dynamics that the camera had, you know, being able to move around. I mean, not so much in the Z-axis. Like, he was still very much grounded inside the town. But the town is, like, exploding and being infected in this very, like, Akira, like, body horror type way. And, you know, it was quite scary. And then there's this one part where the music video suddenly changes in conjunction with the music, and you get these like, and it goes completely like, it's no longer melodic, it's like very much like dissonant, and you got all of these like strange intervals that are being played, and it, you know, the rhythm is even off kilter. Like it's not something that you can get locked into. It's very much like beating you up, and the visuals are like the Aphex Twin logo, like, you know, it's as if it was like a percussive surface kind of coming up at you, like from the drum. It was like, it was, you know, like the way that a drum surface vibrates, you know, it was, and but it was vibrating in such a way that these like concentrically shaped Aphex Twin logos were coming at you and like it being in your face, you know, you know, while being synced with the music, and then like it just drops off and you kind of get this like moment of relief, and then the background changes significantly, and it's no longer like, you know, copy paste like horizons, you know, like the same way that you'd again, I think the best analogy here is the Minecraft, right? If you just go into a blank creative world, it's the sky, there's the grass, and it's infinitely plainer in every direction. But imagine that, but just retextured with like some gross images, some grass images, like as in, you know, grass, like earth, and then images of like Richard D. James's face, like tessellated, like little tiles everywhere in this plane. And it was just switching between all of these. And then, you know, it was, and then there was this like singularity of sorts. Like if you have like a sync point, or, you know, it's just like a, like a sink. There was like, you know, negative divergence, like really, 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 really large negative divergence. And all of this material was being sucked into it like a toilet. And these images of Richard's face that was tessellated, or the grass, or like other fleshy images. And it was just alternating rapidly between them. And so that was all very hectic and disorienting. And kind of by that point, you were so mesmerized by the first part. I mean, your eyes were just kind of glued to the screen. You couldn't turn away. But you know, it's very unnerving. And then all of a sudden, it just cuts off, and it's black, but in a nice way. There's like this soft neon light that comes in, and it's like the Aphex logo again. And there's a complete change of like personality and attitude, and the music kind of like plays with this lovely kind of almost like esophageal, in the way that like your uvula kind of sounds when it like smacks up against the sides of your mouth. You know, the way that the bass kind of gets muffled and played, you know, there's that boom, whoa, 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 whoa. There's like this really nice lick that goes on towards the end. And you get a sense of relief from all of these very shocking visuals. And so if I didn't have that video while watching, while listening to this track, I don't think I would have liked it in the same way, because now when I'm re-listening to it, like every single time these images kind of pop up into my head, and you know, quite in high resolution. Like I remember this video, and I've only seen it a few times. It had that much of an impression on me. So Wicked, and I want to share with you at least the music. I will post the video if it has sound, if my description has been to any length enticing, I will post the video on the No Dead Air Facebook page. So you just go search No Dead Air on Facebook. My show logo is just like the record wearing a headphones in a blue background. And you'll be able to see the video in the link, or search it up on YouTube yourself. This is T69 Collapse. I mean, by the legendary, I don't even need to say his name anymore. He's got way too much clout, way too much of a cult presence. This guy's just, music wouldn't be the same without him. I mean, this is Aphex Twin. So this is the new Collapse EP. This was released this year in 2018. So I definitely wanted to play it for you. So I hope you enjoy. This is it. We'll be right back.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Salam. Roozetun bekhair. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
All right, and we're back. Very exciting song. I want to play one more electronic piece before we switch genre, go into some jazz fusion, and then we're going to end with some... It's jazz rap, actually. It's really jazz rap. So I wanted to kind of extend that and then share a song that's an actual rap song and then a rap instrumental that I like. And I think that's how I want to do the rest of the show. So... I know it happens a lot. Don't really stick to that post rock and you know maybe I should play more or maybe I'm not playing enough some of the other things that I've promised, but you know I try my best. Maybe I just you have any suggestions? Would super be open, but I mean these songs are definitely worth checking out, so I'd like to do that. I don't know. I just kind of. Just kind of like what you get. It's like it's like the market, you know. You show up and you find out what's there. So what I did find was a 2016 Jean-Michel Jarre track. So this is kind of new. This is 2 years ago new, and it is his a continuation of the Oxygen project. I need to describe it? Like he is very famous. He is well known for large live shows. This is part 15 of Oxygen in his trilogy. And just a very worthwhile electronic track to listen to. So I wanted to play that. We'll do that quickly. I might not play the whole thing. And then I want to move into a cover of a song called And I Love Her. I think it was actually written by the Beatles. But this is a cover, and the cover is absolutely gorgeous. So we'll play that, and then we'll transition to some very recent jazz rap and see where that takes us. So this is Oxygen Part 15. Thank you. So that was kind of the main thing I wanted to feature, that this is really nice drop. And I know it's not necessarily a drop by hardcore music festival EDM fans, but I thought that was sweet, very smooth. It still kind of has that same effect, you know? Okay, so the next song, we're transitioning away from electronic, going into the jazz. And this is such a lovely song. So it's called And I Love Her. Now, this is from the 2017 mix album, produced by Bad Bad Not Good. I mean, they're a really young Canadian jazz group, and although they're not performing this song, they curated a mix, and it involved all sorts of really cool, I wouldn't say lost, but lesser known, I mean, they're favorites, and they're musicians, so they kind of have that outreach, you know. They got all of those veins in there, that musical vasculature that kind of just penetrates a lot more than if you just weren't in the scene, kind of doing their thing. If you weren't a full-time musician, you just wouldn't be listening to as much music as they are. And honestly, they got some good picks, and this is one of them. This is one of my favorites, actually, from that list. This is called And I Love Her, originally a Beatles song. And we'll talk about the cover after the track, so stay tuned for some comments about that. Jazz, smooth jazz. Lovely jazz, gorgeous strings, And I Love Her. Late Night Tales, 2017, Bad Bad Not Good.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything. And tenderly, the kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
I love that. Damn, that was good. So that was Grady Tate. I'm actually not familiar with his music, but apparently he died last year. So, I mean, shout out to Grady Tate fans everywhere and to this amazing musician, because I'm thinking going to need to check out more of his stuff, because that was gorgeous. I mean, he was singing, and it moved me. So what we're going to do next is we're going to go into some very recent releases, some very recent jazz releases. And I saw her performance on the Colbert Show. Man, I wish Letterman was still a thing. This guy should just cloned him or something, really. Anyways, enough of that. This is Noname. Actually, it's No Name. What am I saying? The artist's name is No Name. I feel like I just want to pronounce it as Noname, though. It sounds so, like... Oh, it actually, like, it's supposed to mean no name, like, literally. Like, she doesn't have a name, and she raps about stuff like that. You know, what that means to her, you know, has to do with kind of, like, why she chose it as an alias, et cetera, et cetera. I just think Noname sounds so cool, though. So, anyways, we're going to hear two songs from her off of her newest record, Room 25. Very recent stuff. They're the last two tracks on the album, and I think they're the best two tracks on the album. So we're going to do them back to back. And then I'm just going to let those play. And then we're going to maybe cut to some PSAs, some ads, let you know a little bit about what's going on in the world, the CITR world, and then we can get back into some of the music. So this is Without You, and then No Name, featuring Yaw and Adam Ness. We're going to do them back to back. So last two tracks on the album, Room 25, excellent record. Phenomenal record if you're just listening to these two tracks. Highly recommend. You can download it for free, actually, on Bandcamp. So that's when I'm going to post a link to that as well. Obviously, support the artist. It's pay what you want. But, you know, for your cheapskates out there, or if you're just wanting to try it out, you know, if you trust yourself that you actually come back and pay for it, then that's something you can do. You can download it for free. Or honestly, even circulation just betters the artist, because, you know, more exposure. And, you know, she's maybe you'll go see her in concert or something, you know, or talk to your friends about her. And, you know, even if you just know about her, it increases the value of the music and that sort of stuff. We're not going to talk about, you know, the business side of the record industry. I mean, she's specifically choosing not to go through a label on this one. So I guess there's some strategy there. She has some reasoning and some thoughts behind it. I think she actually does rap about that in one of her verses. I'm pretty sure she does. Anyways, this is with You, and the next song on the record called Just No Name, by No Name, off of her new record, Room 25. So let's hit this.
This is my happy ever suicide. My hands tied behind my breast, my silhouettes, the pirouettes, the curtains are closing. My baby was my ooh la la. everlasting. My baby was my prime, rivers and shadow casting. Who could be my lovely, who could be my only one, my only? I'm almost just as empty as you think I am. A penny for your thoughts, a witty pair of happiness, a pretty Ricky Ross. I made black music. I woke up and my sympathy became black Judas. All my everything's for sale. All my secondhand discoveries, dungarees, faded pale. All my halfway hallelujahs are tippy-toed in the mail. All the fluctuations on scales and the missing therapy sessions of bullets treating me well, well, we don't drink that. If it ain't the top shelf, Nikki, you can keep that. Show my life on telephone. I'm 25 and 306 and 809 became my home. Gave you a taste of my redemption, now I want my drink back. Somebody hold me like I'm almost enough. Somebody told me pray for heaven, saw how tiny it was. Little love for me. We could build this home alone, alone. Forever with you, forever with you. I'm a home away from home, and I promise you'll keep the secret, and promise you won't forget me. The telly that smells like peaches, who leeches on lovers, lame trains of laughter for London. Wireless festival, irreparable, so good when you wasn't. No name for people to call small or colonize optimism. No name for inmate registries if they put me in prison. I sold the answers in linen. Phantom under the thread. Ten, I'm riding in cities where niggas scared of the feds. There's a ghost on my bike. City laid with a bullet. He wrote the scriptures for living in all the ways that he couldn't. Gave up the profit for pennies. No taste in mystery put in when labels asked me to sign. So my name don't exist. So many names don't exist. I'm in the Inglewood. And the trauma came with the rent. Only worldly possession I have is life. Only room that I died in was 25. What's an eye for an eye when niggas won't love you back? And medicine's overtaxed. No name look like you. No name for private corporations to send emails to. Cause when we walk into heaven, nobody's name gonna exist. It's about this movement for joy, nakedness, radiance.
Truth, your life is true, and love is still with you. people are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
city council, school board, parks board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
Sorry, and I mean, just to comment on that, I think, like, you know, that CITR Seeking Office podcast was kind of only, like, some of the only, like, real in-depth coverage on the municipal election. I understand that it already happened, but if you wanted to go back and kind of see some interesting discussions, and I think it's still happening. I think they might cover some post-election content as well. I mean, yeah, like the municipal election for, especially, you know, for us university students, went way over our heads. Like, it just kind of happened and then it was done, and we weren't really getting much coverage as to what was happening, and we didn't really just, you know how to distinguish all of these all of the people running for positions on the city council. Like, there were hundreds and we had no idea who to vote for. And so I found, like, yeah, like, you know, listening to that Seeking Office kind of at least to introduce you to what's going on was really interesting. So I'd highly recommend that. Sorry, we'll return to the ad.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CITR Vancouver.
101.9 FM in British Columbia. Jeez.
So that was Home. Really just some guy on SoundCloud I found. I don't know if I even really can take it seriously, but a really nice, chill, electronic. I mean, those pads, you know, just the way that they fill all the space. And it's a classic electronic thing to do, to just put triplets over something and have some nice chords. You know, maybe like throw a diminished in, put a seventh in there, you know, resolve back to the major. You're good to go. You've got like an instant decent song, and you know, you slap on some imagery of like, you know, some retro like 8-bit palette, and it's got that like 80s neon Californian summertime, you know, style, like visual style, and you know, it just kind of makes sense in a weird way. I don't know, maybe it doesn't to you, but to me it does, and it was a good song, right? I thought it was a good song. We're gonna listen to three more. Or am I being too ambitious? Let's see, we got 8 minutes. Yeah, maybe. So Blood Orange is, I mean, he's been doing his thing for a while, but he came out with a new record called Negro Swan, and a fantastic kind of alternative pop and R&B record. I think it's not the music video for this song that I'm going to play, which is Charcoal Baby, but it's a music video for a different song, and just kind of the way that it was filmed reminds me so much of those old Rhino hi-fi New Order music videos, especially the one with Perfect Kiss, where it's just the still camera shots and it's like just monotone, right? You just get the image of the artists playing and they're not dancing, you know, they're just kind of standing there, kind of being fashionable and like just kind of, you know, they're just doing the music. They're not physically involved with what's going on, but they're really stylish and fashionable, and you kind of, they don't directly look at the camera, you know, so they don't engage that way. And so there's this kind of really nice like voyeuristic thing that you can do as an audience, where you're just kind of, it's like you're looking into this like the studio, and it's almost like that you know, one-way mirror where, you know, you can see in, but they can't see you and they don't acknowledge you. But they're in that like exposed space where, you know, the world is listening in, and you know, what they're doing inside is public, or I don't know. It's just kind of an interesting way to like, the composure was just interesting. I guess he was just doing his thing, and he relies maybe on other studio musicians, or maybe he just mixes the whole thing by himself, but there were other people in the video, not playing instruments, but lounging and creating this more relaxed atmosphere. And I mean, something that you didn't get in any of the New Order music videos was, you know, people smoking weed. So that was a difference. But nonetheless, Charcoal Baby, very interesting song. I really like the guitars. And that was actually something that I failed to mention about Noname's two tracks. Where the guitars are absolutely gorgeous, they're clean, they're crisp, beautiful. I found especially the opening riff where it goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then it just kind of ends in the bass register, and it just like lets it play out, and then there's that like moment of pause and nobody's really counting or anything, and it just kind of happens naturally again. I thought that was really nice. Similarly in this song, I like the guitar playing as well. And it's more, you know, it's the sound you get when you play an electric guitar for a while, and you bend the strings and they get just ever so slightly out of tune, and it just makes it sound better, right? Cause it's not like quantized pitch locked guitar anymore. It's got that, like, it's got all of those flaws that you kind of, you take for granted in a good way, you know? So I wanted to play Charcoal Baby. And then, you know, for all of you guys out there who are a fan of Big Krit, I was listening to Forever Is a Mighty Long Time, and honestly, one of Layup, I just love that song off of that record. I thought it was just so, like, you know, just reminds me of the summer in a very, really nostalgic way. I don't know. It wasn't so long ago, but super summery. And I thought his verses were pretty interesting on that song. So that's what I'm going to play next. So we'll end with those two. All in all, thanks for tuning into the show. Hugely appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to have another special guest. We're going to get UBC Acapella to come and do a holiday-themed show live in the lounge, in the CATR lounge. So they're going to be here singing for all of you. And they're also here in preparation for the winter concert that's coming up. So we're very excited to announce that. So that's going to happen in late November, and that's in the works. As well, I've got other content coming your way, so stay tuned for more Noted Air shows. Be sure to check out the Facebook page for the Aphex Twin music video and the link to Noname's album Room 25, which by her graces has, you know, pay what you want. It's there. So give it a listen. Go share your friends. Support her music because it's excellent. Really interesting new artist, new female artist. Yeah. So this is Charcoal Baby. Almost like it's like another weekend. But he's like, he's different in a great way. And I just, I like that. He's kind of sexy in that way. You know, he's got that weekend. Got that sexiness. So this is Charcoal Baby. Hope you enjoy.
looking like a layaway. Sunshine on my window, let's go flow. Pass me that pick and roll, off that bowl. Looking like a layaway. Looking like a layaway. Looking like a layaway.
I come from the bottom, end of the cotton, do whatever just to profit. Who are they knocking? Off in the projects, refrigerator, empty pockets. Just a dream of making dollars. Fly my mama to the tropics. When you barely used to make it by, you would do or die, now we got it. Look at how we living now. Skyscraper tall, built from the ground. Tired of seeing my pops go to work, can't wait till the day can lounge. Promise that I do it big for my family and my friends. Took some losses just to win, put it more tied to the end.
That's a layup, sunshine on my window, let's go flow. Pass me that pick and roll, off that bowl. Looking like a layup, layup. Looking like a layup, layup. Looking like a layup, layup. Looking like a layup.
I remember talking about how we gon' make it out the hood, man. And no matter who blow up first, we'll rip that understood, man. Gotta represent, I do it for my hometown. Name my crooked, we done took it worldwide, we on now. Cause we done seen low. Gotta let your light show. Put that on my life, though. Nowadays we drive slow, scoring with my eyes closed. Driving long enough to get a layup. You've been hustling long enough to get a layup. You've been passed up long enough to get a layup. You've been riding long enough to get a layup. You've been driving long enough to get a layup. You've been hustling long enough to get a layup. You've been passed up long enough to get a layup, man.
Worst part.